You're listening to Type Radio. My name is Hugo Puttaert. Now we are talking.
Guten Abend. Jetzt gibt es Type Radio.
You're listening to Type Radio. My name is Donald.
I'm Lisa.
We're at the Integrated Conference in Antwerp. It's October 23. 2009, and our guest is Hugo Puttaert. Welcome.
Thank you.
We're right at the end of the conference. Are you satisfied?
I'm very satisfied, yeah, certainly. Of course, the days before a conference are very hectic, and not only the days before, but the weeks before. But you must have a good feeling the evening before, and I had a good feeling, but I was, of course, not sure, because I also always a possibility to have cancellations or technical problems. But yeah, I'm really happy, because when I was listening to the guests and the speakers, I said, yeah, this mix is really great. It was my purpose, but yeah, it's also, you can't say it, you can't know it perfectly in advance. But yeah, I'm very happy.
And the idea was initiated 2 years ago? That was the first?
That was the first one.
And why did you initiate?
Well, it started 12 years ago. We did two smaller conferences at our art department itself, in a small hall for 300 people, and it was called C-Type. We did it in 90s. C-Type, it's the abbreviation of city and type, and it was more about type and urbanization. And then we already had a lot of success, although it was very small for 300 people. And we had at Vella at the time, and Erik Bickerman and David Carson. And then it stopped. And now I was thinking on doing something different. And it started also with a sort of research project, which I was doing in St. Lucas as a teacher. And it has always been some of my own favorites of my dada, my personal dada, since I studied 25 years ago.
Design?
No, I didn't study design. I studied plastic arts, autonomous arts in Brussels. Of course, more graphics. So I studied what they call free graphics, like printmaking and etching and serigraphy and lithography. In the first years, I worked individually as an artist for several galleries. Since I started to trigger on the Apple Macintosh computer quite early, very early, in 84. But at that time, I used it, MacPaint, this software, only for my artistic work. But after a few years, I began to design more and more. And so I became a designer, and I started a studio and started teaching.
But you were never formally educated in graphic design then?
No. But it was really, at the time I was in St. Lucas, Brussels, that in the middle of my studies, they started the graphic design education. So it was, 1980, I think. And I was interested, but I hated the teacher. And there was only one teacher at that time who started the division. And it's not a bad guy, but it was very narrow-minded. And I always wanted this freedom. And I never worked for a company. I worked for companies with my agency, for hundreds of companies, but not as a hired person. And in that particular choice that I made during my studies, to me, at that time, what that teacher was trying to establish was too narrow-minded. But afterwards, this department, graphic department in St. Lucas, Brussels, has become a very interesting department. So,
And how do you select the people
for the conference?
I started the conference yesterday by saying, well, we started with a long list, and then on this long list there were certainly 200 names, and then we made a
200 list. Names?
Yeah.
That's a lot.
So who did you make the list with?
Yeah, well, but it's a growing process from all over the years. So you get to know people, you get to know all kind of different ways or how people are doing not only graphic design, but what's my fascination. It's the people who are springing out of the box as a graphic designer doing graphic design, but also jump out of the discipline and work together with other disciplines. And it's the same for every discipline, illustration or typography or new media. And this list of names, there was about 75% of people I already knew or met. But then I thought to myself, no, it's better that I ask some advice to other people, and I ask advice to teachers, philosophy in our school, teachers of art history or contemporary art, teachers graphic design, teachers illustrator, and so we came to this long list. And then I in my studio, I put these blank sheets on the wall, and I started to write all those names, and I started to circle certain disciplines, and I always thought, well, there must be people right into the discipline, but there must be crossover people too. And so I reordered the names and gathered a sort of mind map, and from that we filtered. But at a certain moment, you have a short list, and then again you see new things and new people and people you didn't think of in the first stage. I said, oh yeah, shit, yeah, this one should ask him too. And then you never get out, because we had 14 main lectures, and then we had the young ones, and yeah, 14, that's a lot, but it's also very quickly filled, of course. And then I said, I start with Stefan. I really wanted Stefan, and I really wanted him 2 years ago, but he couldn't make it then. And I mailed him, and he was in Bali, and he immediately replied, and yeah, well, it was in 2 weeks it was arranged. And then I asked another, and then I asked Siggy. Strange, but that's very nice story, because last year I was teaching in the first year. I normally don't teach in the first year, and the first assignment I gave was to make a little cahier, which is a little book of little printed or photocopied A4 folded booklet of 16 pages, mm-hmm. And they had to choose a designer. Yeah, coming into an art school, knowing nothing about graphic design, I thought they will ask, yeah, well, which designer or what? And they said, it mustn't be only a graphic designer, could be an architect. I have lists, but I don't give them to you, it's up to you. And there was one guy who came up with Siggy Eggertsson, and I saw the work and said, I saw some work of that I recognized, but I didn't know him really. And I went to the website, and that's how I work. It's all intuitive, not only. It's combining things, and that's the main idea of integrate, is combining things, and not a type conference, not an only graphic design conference, although graphic design is of course the main theme, but people in the field and just in between fields. And so we managed to have the speakers list. We had other speakers, very interesting speakers, who are agreeing to come but couldn't fit in because of their agenda. We had some fantastic artists too, ready to come, because I wanted to have someone in it who was really completely out of graphic design. But we had some people, but the people I had in mind were really really big renowned actual contemporary artists. But okay, that's no problem, that's for the next time.
And is it also as a sign, maybe as a side effect, maybe a main effect, that you also putting Belgian graphic design on the map more?
Yeah, certainly. Although we don't want to do it too obviously or too much. That's why we organized also the young ones, because there mainly were Belgian graphic or not only graphic designers, there were French designers too. But that's what I said a few minutes ago when we ended the conference. I strongly believe, although it's not a matter of nationality anymore, of course, Belgian or, but we had something here which is certainly compared to the Netherlands or to Germany or to Swiss or that Belgian graphic design was not so known and not so awarded, and maybe it was correct, although there were very, very good designers even in the 60s, in the 70s, and even before. One of the strongest logo for me is the logo of the Belgian Railway, which is from Henri van der Velde. It's just a B with the oval. It's very, very simple, but very strong. But that's it's changing quite quickly, and there are a lot of very talented graphic designers now, and very talented graphic designers who are organizing themselves in little studios. And it's growing, and it's also, I think, one of the reasons is also because we have, I think I may say so, we have the push in our academic system, in our art institutes, and we have 4 or 5 in Flanders alone, and then 4 or 5 in Brussels and the French part of Belgium. And since the Bologna accords, all the European art education system is being pushed, and I think it's a good thing. We are going for an academic education system, and we have been pushed. And there was one speaker today, Renaud Uberland, who started today the conference, and he is teaching at the Ecole Recherche Graphique in Brussels, and he said it very clearly. And he said, and when he said it, I said, yeah, that's exactly right into the scope of integrated. He said, well, there's so much good graphic designers in the world who know know how to design, who know technically they are very good skilled. Yeah, they have a good taste. There's good design. But what's next? So it's, of course, it's important, and aesthetics are very important because we all are aesthetics. But what's next? So, and I think this time, this period is maybe perfect, that there are links between different disciplines, and that's one of my favorite things to talk about, at the role of a graphic designer. It's much more, or could be much more, than just being a sort, literally said, mechanical arm of some marketing manager in a company. And that's why we try to teach at our students, think design can be a process. It can be an idea, but the idea can come out from a process too. And I see, and we have a lot of contacts between the different teachers in Brussels, in Ghent, in Hasselt, because we are colleagues, we know each other, we have our own studios. And there is a sort of Belgian graphic design scene coming up. Sorry. Yeah. And what's a problem? It's about, I think that's a problem in at this moment in Belgium, is that assigners or clients, and certainly the government, is not giving the good example. And that's, I think that's something is completely different than, for instance, the Netherlands. It's changing, but it's changing slowly. And I'm always saying to my students and colleagues, so on, don't wait, just push what you want to do, and be very, you can be proud on what you do, be very severe on your clients, but first be severe on yourself, and then you get respect. That's the only way, and get paid. until you decide yourself to do it for free. I do things for free too if I want to, and then most of the time I work harder on it. But if people ask me to, I don't do that.
Okay. Do you want to talk a bit about the highlights of the last 2 days?
Highlights in the conference?
Yeah.
Meaning the speakers, or meaning the content sites, or well, in 2007 we had also a nice speakers list. it was a little bit more focused on portfolio showing. We had, of course, Rick Porter. I was happy that he was here. I mean, he made a very good presentation. And we had, at that time, we had Jana Randewald, we had Tomatekeet, we had Kum. They were very good. They weren't on stage, but they made a movie. And so many others. Oh, I have to pick the names. But now in this conference, I wanted to have more on the content side, not forced, certainly not, but just by choosing the people and by combining. And I hope that it worked. When I was sitting today and I nearly saw everything, it was in my head that combining these people. But you're never sure. Most of them I heard already, and I knew already, but not everybody. And I was very happy that we have Storm, of course, Tom Torgers, and Stefan Sagmeister, certainly. John Walters, because I'm a fan of I Magazine, and I think it's the best magazine in the world. Graphic design, not only graphic design, on content side and on design side. We started yesterday with Jean-Paul van Bendegem, who is a professor of logic and mathematics and philosophy, and that's such a nice and strange combination. And he did a perfect start, and I knew he would, because I saw some lectures, I knew it would do it. And I talked to the speakers about what our plan was, but I didn't want to push or to ask, can you talk about that, or can you talk about, it's up to them, it's their stage. And then I'm happy in the way that I think that everything fitted nicely in each other, and it was very different too, but therefore fitted nicely, and was amazed completely also by Siggy Eggers on his presentation. Yeah, certainly.
And when are you going to start on the next one?
Yeah.
That'll be in 2 years. I mean, how much time do you spend on organizing?
Yeah, well, but the thinking about it starts earlier, of course, but the real organization, it's about 6 months. And of course, the last 2.5-3 months is nearly full time. And I do it in my studio and together with some colleagues, of course, but I think I know, and I think if we go further, and we are going to go further, in a certain way we have to professionalize, but that's a risk too, because this sort of more intuitive and not too official way of organizing conference and also talking with the colleagues, being hosts, we wanted to have the direct contact. And not to be very too professional. It seems strange.
Because I think it's quite professional.
Yeah, professional in the way. Well, you can understand professional in different ways. But I want to say is to keep it in a certain way. I don't find the right words. A little bit accidental. It's everything is planned, but there is space for coincidence, there's space for things to happen, and there are a lot of conferences, and I saw a lot of conferences and where you have sometimes the feeling from, well, another conference, okay, another conference. And I think it's a risk, and it's also a risk for integrated, so we should be aware of that, about the formula, about who we ask. If we made a professional team on it, working for as a living on it, it could be a choice. I don't know whether it's the good choice. I don't know in it at this moment. But I know it's a very hard job, and of course, your own work is my own work. I have a lot of things to do, and it's my own work too, of course. But my own graphic design work is a little bit. I have to make some books in the next 2-3 months, and I like to do it. That's all. It's always difficult, and sometimes I think, what's the matter with me? I'm a graphic designer, I like to design, I like to teach, I like to organize, but you can't do everything, of course.
But you are.
Yeah.
You have to choose.
Yeah, that's difficult.
It's a problem if you are a person who follows his passion.
Yeah.
And if his passion is like all over the place, then you're really a really busy man, as you are.
Yeah, I'm. It's also you can work very efficient. I think I work very efficient, if I may say so, because all the things I plan or I design in my head, like everybody. I make little drawings in my sketchbook. And at the moment I'm in a studio, I start to work on it. Of course, things can evolve and can change, but the general concept is there. Mm-hmm. And then in 1 day or 2 days, I make it. Even sometimes a catalog. I often do art catalogs, and when you're good organized, and it's really on the level of getting images and text on the right time. Everything together, not mailing from all over the world, then you can work very efficient. And I had a few years ago, for Belgian standards, quite a big studio. My studio was, as a graphic design studio, the biggest in Belgium. We were about 10 people for 10, 15 years. And then 3 years ago, I decided what no one normally don't decide. I decided to diminish the studio. Instead, for me, were two choices: or to grow and to find partners and to go international or something. But it was against my heart, and I decided and made a difficult decision. I will be working on my own again, but I'm not working on my own. I'm working together with a lot of people, but they are not that are everywhere. They are not people who I'm paying as a designer in my own studio. And so I feel much more free and much more enlightened than before. It's like you said before we had the interview, you work together also with a lot of people. And I believe in this. There are so many systems, so many collaboration systems, and one isn't better than the other. It's depending on who you are, how you work, what your personality is. And for me, it works good. I can manage to do a lot of things in that. I don't get stressed about that. I got stressed because when I saw that I had to pay every month eight designers, and we had to have work for eight designers, and I couldn't design. Yeah, I did the art direction, but I couldn't design anymore. And then I get stressed. And then it took me too long, I think, to come to the point that I really got it. So I should have known this 15 years earlier. Maybe I didn't have to start a studio with a lot of people. I'm happy about that, but in a certain way, I think all the time I could have done work myself. And now I manage the studio, which was my hand in it, of course, but that's difficult.
But it's also maybe quite a clever move during a sort of economic crisis.
Before.
Exactly. Yeah. Not, but without knowing, is...
I sometimes think when the agencies I know, and I think, how do they manage it in these times?
Yeah.
So I think a crisis isn't bad. People are forced to rethink, to think of what they are doing. We are too much on the tip of our toes in our society, and maybe think it's not. I'm believing that. I hope maybe it's a little bit of naive hope, but I think that through the things that are happening, people are so creative that they find new solutions of it. Also, even and certainly in collaboration formats. Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.